哈利路亚，奉主圣名，我们继续下午的崇拜聚会。
哈利路亚 ，In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue this afternoon's worship.
在这个下午，我们要用牧羊童大卫来做彼此学习的内容。
And this afternoon, we would like to use the topic, David the Shepherd Boy, as mutual encouragement.
在圣经当中，牧者的形象不断的在重复的出现。
And in the Bible, the image of a shepherd continue to exist in the Bible.
圣经上也告诉我们，我们的主就是我们的大牧者。
And the Bible says that our Lord is our great shepherd.
而我们是他草场上的羊。
And we are his sheep in the field.
我们不但是主草场上的羊。
Not only we're the sheep in the field.
同时我们也是被托付成为牧养群羊的小牧者。
And at the same time, we are entrusted the commission to tend his sheep.
如同在约翰福音主耶稣特别吩咐彼得。
And in John, Jesus Christ instructed Peter.
告诉彼得说要照顾好主所托付的羊群。
And he instructed him to tend his sheep.
所以牧者的形象在圣经当中非常的重要。
And the image of a shepherd is very important in the Bible.
而牧者的职分神也已经托付给我们每个信徒。
And every one of us are entrusted as a shepherd as well.
既然责任已经交托在我们身上。
Since the responsibility has been dwelt upon us.
不管你是做父母的。
Even if you're a parent,
或者是你是教会的宗教教育老师
or are you teacher in the church?
你是老信徒在教导一些新信或是慕道的朋友
or you are an elderly member who are teaching the new members.
这个牧者的身份都伴随着我们每一个信徒
and the status of a shepherd continue to be upon us.
但是责任已经托付给我们
and the responsibility has been entrusted to us.
要怎么样做才能够有资格称为好的牧者呢
So what do we need to do to become a good shepherd?
所以我们今天就用圣经当中很出名的牧羊童大卫来做学习的内容
So this afternoon we would like to use a very famous shepherd recorded in the Bible as mutual encouragement
在圣经当中大卫大概是生命中最传奇的一位 Legendary
David is the most legendary figure in the Bible.
从一个家庭当中的小孩
He was a little child in the family.
成长成为以色列军中大能的勇士
And he became an almighty soldier in the history of Israelites.
到最后创立荣耀的大卫王朝
And he established a glorious kingdom of David.
不但成为以色列人赫赫有名的英雄人物
And not only is he a heroic figure in for the Israel
更是被称为可以称为神心中所悦纳的人
and he was also a person pleasing to the Lord
所以他的人生非常的传奇
so his life is legendary
他的人生也非常的成功
and he lived a very successful life as
well 所以我们就从他的一些小细节当中来做思考
so we can reflect upon his life.
怎么样才能够做主眼中的好牧人
How can we become a good shepherd in the eyes of God?
我们翻到撒母耳记上的第十六章
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 16.
撒母耳记上的第十六章
The book of 1 Samuel chapter 16.
十六章的第一节
Verse 1.
第一节神对撒母耳说我既厌弃扫罗做以色列的王你要为他悲伤到几时呢你要将膏油盛满了脚我差遣你往伯利恒人耶西那里去因为在他的众子之内预定一个做王的我们再看第六节
Let's jump to verse 6
他们来的时候撒母耳看见以利亚就心里说神的受膏者必定在他面前第七节神却对撒母耳说不要看他的外貌 和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为神不像人看人，人是看外貌，神是看内心的。我们跳到第十节。
Let's go to verse 10.
第十节，耶西对他，耶西叫他七个儿子都从撒母耳面前经过。撒母耳说，这都不是神所拣选的。十一节。
Verse 11.
撒母耳对耶西说，你的儿子都在这里吗？他回答说，还有个小的现在放羊啊。在这里是大卫跳入历史舞台的一刻。
And this is the moment that David jumped into the history of Israelites.
那因为扫罗违背神的旨意，所以神也厌弃他做国王。
Because Saul went against the Lord's commandment, so the Lord rejected him.
那所以呢，神吩咐撒母耳说，到耶西的家中要高立他的一个儿子来做王。
So Samuel was instructed by the Lord to go to the house of Jesse to anoint a king.
所以按照神所吩咐的，他就来到伯利恒耶西的家里。
So according to the instruction of the Lord, Samuel went to the house of Jesse.
并且在那里接受耶西的款待，来认识他的儿子们。
And he was received by Jesse, and he also knew his sons.
但是在这时候，我们却看到一个状况。
So we see a situation here.
就是这七个儿子通通在家里。
These seven children, they are all home.
只有大卫这个最小的被丢在旷野当中放羊。
And only the youngest one was thrown into the wilderness to tend the sheep.
在我们今天的家庭当中，
In our families today,
常常是最小的是最受宠爱。
And usually the youngest are the most spoiled.
因为我没有用 spoil 不过意思是一样的、差不多了，大家都知道这个意思、所以啊，有时候啊，小的你会比较疼爱他。
So sometimes we love the youngest the most.
因为啊，又小又可爱又会塞奶，不是吗？
Because they're so cute and they're very close to their parents.
很抱歉啊，在那个年代可不是这样啊。
I'm sorry, at that time it is not the same.
在那个年代，荣耀归给长子啊，第一个儿子啊。
And at that time, in his time, all the glory went to the firstborn.
尤其是当孩子很多的时候。
Especially when there are many children.
最小的孩子不见得会有什么特殊的款待。
And the youngest may not receive the most benefits.
所以你看说他的哥哥都可以回家。
So we can see that all his older brothers can go home.
但是大卫却被留在旷野当中牧羊。
But David was left in the wilderness to tend the sheep.
这个就是大卫的家庭环境。
And this is the environment David grew up in.
所以我们在这里看到大卫在家，大卫的家中有很盛大的宴席。
So at his home there is a great feast.
因为撒母耳是当代的大先知，也是以色列的属灵的领。
Samuel was a great priest and also the spiritual leader in the kingdom of Israel.
他今天特别到了大卫的家，到了耶西的家。
So today he especially came to the house of Jesse.
这是不得了的事情啊。
This is something astonishing.
就好像今天啊，有什么重要的人物啊，说要到你家去坐坐哦。
And it is like an important figure today wanting to go to your house to talk.
哇，这个不得了的大事，全家都。轰动，全镇都来了。
And this is something great, and all everybody would come to your house.
但是在这个家里最热闹，这个最重要的这个时刻。
So at this very important moment in their life,
我们去看到这个大卫仍然在旷野当中牧羊。
And we can see that David is still in the field tending the sheep.
因为他是年轻的。
Because he's the youngest,
所以家里不太看重他。
So he was looked down upon. He was looked down.
因为他的个子比较小，因为最小嘛，哦。
Because he was probably the shortest.
尤其在这里，圣经特别讲到说，他的哥哥们是又高又大。
And here it says his brothers are big in stature.
相比下来呀，这个 这个大卫就还是一个小孩子啊。
So relatively speaking, David is only a small child.
没有受到家里的重视。
And he was not looked up upon in the family.
天生的体型也输给哥哥一大截。
And his stature is also smaller than his brothers.
家里有大的宴席，热闹的环境。
And there's a great feast at his home.
但是大卫却留在旷野看守羊群。
But David was left in the field.
如果今天你是大卫啊，
So imagine if you're David today.
你知道家里很热闹，你知道有摆设大筵席。
You know something great is going on in your home.
大家都回去了，哥哥通通都回去了。
And all your brothers went home.
你会有什么感觉？
How would you feel?
你会怎么来处理？
How do you deal with this?
就像我们家儿子现在哦，整天在挂在嘴上的哦。
And just like one my son says all the time.
Not fair, not fair.
It's not fair.
什么都不 fair 啊。
Nothing is fair.
真的啊，我们家儿子不知道为什么，现在就是每天遇到什么事情，不管怎么样都跟你讲句 not fair.
So I don't know for what reason, everything he deals with, he said it's not fair.
那个吃饭哦，姐姐的饭比较少， not fair.
If my sister has less food, then it's not fair.
那个哦，吃冰淇淋的时候，姐姐啊多舔了一下汤匙， not fair.
If a sister eats a little bit more ice cream, even one lick, then that's not fair.
那你就舔另外一边就好了嘛。
All you need to do is lick the other side.
有时候啊，在一定的小孩子哦，常常会很计较，就是我一定要公平，我什么都要有。
So all the little children, they seek fairness.
但是在这里我们却看到说，当他所有的哥哥都能够回家享乐。
But when we see here, all David's brother can go home and enjoy their life.
但是他一个人却被留在旷野，孤孤单单。
But he was left alone in the field.
如果今天你是大卫，
So if you were David today,
你会怎么做啊？
What would you do?
我们今天可能就把羊群一抛，说他们可以回家，我也可以回家，要不然你要怎样？
And you may think that, well, I can just leave as well. I just leave the sheep.
有时候是想要看热闹，反正先回去看看，大不了被爸爸处罚又怎么样？
So even if I go home and left the sheep, all my dad's going to do is rebuke me.
但是我们看到年轻的大卫从小就表现出一个不一样的特质。
But we can see since young, David has a different spirit.
就是他能够重视他的责任，能够稳重的不被环境所影响。
And he will emphasize on his duty, and he will not be influenced by his surrounding.
今天我们要在信，要在侍奉上面成功。
In order to be successful in our servitude,
就要对自己的责任有就要能够坚持承担自己的责任。
We have to persist in our duties.
在旧约讲到约书亚。
And in the Old Testament, it talked about Joshua.
以色列人有这么多的年轻人。
There are so many young people in Israel.
一定有比约书亚更优秀的。
I'm sure there's somebody who is better than Joshua.
也有比约书亚更勇敢的。
Braver than Joshua.
也有比约书亚更聪明的。
Smarter than Joshua.
但是为什么这么多的人当中就选了约书亚呢？
So out of so many capable people, why did God choose Joshua?
这跟约书亚的个性很有关系啊。
Because it has to do with his personality.
圣经里面讲到说啊，当那时候摩西的帐篷离百姓很远啊，离营地很远啊。
And the Bible recorded that Moses' tent was far away from his people.
而那个帐幕是用来敬拜神所用的。
And the tabernacle was used to worship God.
所以摩西就是在两边这样子来回啊。
So Moses go to and from.
就是有时候在帐幕敬拜神，有时候回到营地照顾百姓。
And sometimes he would go to the tabernacle to serve the Lord. Sometimes he would go back to his tent.
但是圣经里面讲说，当摩西回营地的时候。
But the Bible says that when Moses went back to his tent.
他说有一个少年人总不离开神的会幕啊。
There's one young person who would never leave.
这一句话就决定了约书亚辉煌的人生。
And this word promised a glorious life for Joshua.
当大家都在营地，大家快乐游玩。
And when everyone is enjoying their life in the tent,
人很多，非常热闹，很多事可以做。
And there's a lot to do. There are many people there.
约书亚一个人忍受寂寞，留在这个神的帐幕。
And Joshua has to endure loneliness and stay at the tabernacle.
哦，虽然没有其他人在那里。
Although there's no one else there.
虽然常常在那独自一人，看起来非常的孤单。
And although he may look lonely all by himself.
但是就是在这种困难的环境下，坚持自己的侍奉，最后得到荣耀的奖赏。
But in this difficult time, he endured his loneliness. That's why he received the glory.
哦，所以我们今天要做神家的好牧人。
So today, for us to be a good shepherd for the Lord.
第一个要求就是要我们能够坚持我们的岗位，能够忍受责任的忍受。承担责任的孤单。
And the first requirement is that we have to endure the loneliness and fulfill the duty.
哦，虽然好像那边很好玩。
Although it may look like it's fun over there.
你看大家都在那里很热闹。
Look, it's so fun over there.
但是我的责任在这里。
But my responsibility is here.
我的托付是这些羊群。
And I'm entrusted to these sheep.
所以不管我所被托付的圣工是大还是小。
No matter the holy work, whether it's great or small.
我都能够尽力把它做到最美最好。
And I will do my best to make it the most beautiful and wonderful work.
这是我们看到大卫的第一个优点。
And this is the first,
第一个的 strength 啊。
This is the first strength we can see in David.
他对自己的工作的坚持。
And he insists in his duty.
我们看回来撒母耳记上的第十七章。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 17.
撒母耳记上的第十七章。
1 Samuel chapter 17.
十七章的第二十六节
，verse 26。
二十六节
，verse 26。
大卫问站在旁边的人说：“有人杀这非利士人，除掉以色列的羞辱，怎样待他呢？这未受割礼的非利士人是谁呢？竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵？”27。百姓照先前的话回答他说：“若有人能杀这非利士人，必如此如此待他。”28。大卫的长兄以利亚听见大卫与他们所说的话，就向他发怒说：“你下来做什么呢？在旷野的那几只羊，你交托了谁呢？我知道你的骄傲和你心里的恶意，你下来特为要看战争。”第二十九节
，verse 29，
大卫说：“我做了什么呢？我来岂没有缘故吗？”在这里是大卫生命的转折点。
And here is the turning point of the life of David.
当大卫的父亲叫他到军营里去找他的哥哥。
When David was instructed by his father to go visit his brothers at the camp.
大卫非常的听话，爸爸叫他去，他就赶快去了。
David was very obedient when his father told him to go. He went.
而且带了一些礼物啊，带了一些食物要给哥哥，还有给军中的官长。
And he also brought some food for the people in the camp.
但是当大卫到了军营的时候
，But when David arrived at the camp,
却出现了著名的哥利亚事件。
And the incidents of Goliath appeared.
他说有一个巨人哥利亚向神的军队骂阵。
And there was a figure, Goliath. He was defying the camp of Israel.
但是却没有人敢出去跟他打仗。
But no one dared to go out and fight.
我们看第十七章的第四节。
Let's turn to chapter 17, verse 4.
说从非利士营出来一个讨战的人，名叫哥利亚，是加特人，身高六肘零一虎口。第五节，头戴钢盔，身穿盔甲，甲重五千舍克勒。第六，腿上有铜护膝，两肩之中背负铜戟。第七，枪杆粗如织布的机轴，铁枪头重六百舍克勒。有一个拿盾牌的人在他前面走。这就是他们所要面对的敌人。
This is the enemy that they have to face.
就像我们刚刚所念的
Just like what we have just read.
说大卫的哥哥都是身材高大的人啊。
And David's older brothers are big in stature.
啊，更不要讲到当时候的以色列国王扫罗。
And not to mention the king of Israel at the time, Saul.
圣经里面讲说扫罗比大家都高了一个头啊。
And the Bible mentioned that Saul is one head taller than his people.
所以当他被一开始被选立出来做国王。
So when he was first anointed the king.
大家说就是这个长得最高的多高人家一个头的这个了不起啊。
Everyone says, yes, this is the person. He is the great one.
所以我们在这里看到的都是身材高大的以色列人。
So far, we have seen many people who are tall in stature.
也是人所重视的外在的成就。
And these are the outward success that people see.
但是你高，还有人比你更高。
But if you're tall, someone is taller than you.
你强壮，还有一个比你更强壮的。
You're strong, but there's someone who's stronger than you.
哦，所以当哥利亚站出来了。
So when Goliath stood up,
身高六肘零一虎口，大概220公分啊。
And he was 6 cubit feet tall. He was about 220 centimeter tall.
你说哇，又高，你说你大卫的哥哥又高又壮。人家长得比你大这么多。
And you said David's brothers are tall and big. Well, this person is much bigger than his brothers.
你说扫罗高人一个头，从小做战士，人家全副武装的来了。
And Saul was one head taller than most people, but he is bigger than you.
很多时候人都喜欢看到外在的条件。
And many times people like to look at our appearance.
甚至连撒母耳都逃不过这种人性的软弱。
And even Samuel cannot escape the weakness of human.
因为撒母耳说，哦，这个高，哦，这个壮，哦，这个好。但是神说我不拣选他。
Because Samuel said, this one's tall, this one's strong, this one's good. But the Lord says, this is not the person I choose.
却拣选了一个小孩子大卫做以色列的君王。
But the Lord chose a small child as the king of Israel.
好，所以哥利亚出现了。
So Goliath appeared.
原本这些又高又大的人都不敢讲话，都躲起来了。
So these large and tall people, they're not to stand up.
啊，但是当大卫到了军营，
So when David went to the camp,
听到外面有人在谩骂神的军队，
And he heard someone defying the Lord.
他却非常的生气啊。
He got angry.
他说怎么有人敢这样咒骂神的军队呢？
How can someone defy the Lord?
怎么没有人出去把这个外邦人把他杀了呢？
Why didn't anybody go out to kill this Philistine?
他就这样到处问啊，问说你们在搞什么？你们在搞什么？怎么不出去把他杀掉？
So he went around and ask, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why aren't you going out against him?
这里讲说大卫的哥哥就来了。
And here says the oldest brother of David came.
他说大卫的长兄以利亚，这个又高又大的哥哥就来了。
So his large and tall big brother Eliab.
而且把大卫臭骂了一顿啊。
He rebuked David heavily.
这叫做什么？
What does this mean?
这叫做恼羞成怒啊。自己不敢出去，只好回来骂大卫啊。
And he dared not to go out to fight, but he dared to yell at his brother.
啊，标准的内斗内行，外斗外行啊，就是对到外面，哎呀，就很害怕；对到里面，哦，很会欺负自己人啊。
So he would dare to
他对外面就很软弱。
He was very weak when he go out.
但是对上自己人呢，哇，一个比一个凶啊。
But at home he's very loud.
哦，所以啊，我们今天不要像这个以利亚一样啊。
So today we should not be like Eliab.
啊，千万不要遇到了圣公就躲避，教会里面的内斗就很凶猛啊。
So when you face holy work, you don't want to do it, but when it comes to the matter of the church, you have a lot of opinion.
因为欺负自己的信徒没有什么勇敢，也没有什么了不起的。
So there's nothing great about picking on the church members.
但是在这里你却看到他的大哥跑出来骂他。
So we can see that Eliab came out and rebuked David.
甚发怒说你来干什么？
He said, what are you doing here?
大卫想说是爸爸叫我来的。
And David said, well,Dad told me to come.
你为什么要来看战争？
What are you here to see?
我是带饭来给你吃的啊。
I brought food for you to eat.
但是他就先骂他。
So he rebuked him.
而且后面还加了一句哦。
And he added one word.
他说你下来干什么
？What are you doing down here?
那旷野的几只羊，你交托给谁了
？With whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness?
因为那几只羊是大卫的责任。
Because these sheep are the responsibility of David.
或许对其他人来讲。这几只羊没有什么太大的价值。
Although to other people, these few sheep may not be valuable.
但是这是大卫被托付的小小的责任啊，几只羊哦。
But these are the small responsibility entrusted to David, just a few sheep.
那但是在这个时候，他的哥哥啊，却突然直接问他。
So all of a sudden, his brother asked him,
你下来干嘛?
What are you doing down here?
你的羊呢? 你的羊呢?
Where are your sheep?
你不是要照顾他吗?
Aren't you supposed to take care of them?
这是你的责任欸。
This is your responsibility.
你的羊在哪里啊?
Where are your sheep?
你要想说如果大卫这个时候啊就这样傻在那、哎、对啊我的羊嘞。
If David just stood there and said, oh yeah, what about my sheep?
我也不知道欸。
I don't know what happened.
就丢在那里啦。
I left them on the field.
他就无话可说，在哥哥面前就没有办法回答啦。
Then you would not be able to stand or answer his brother.
啊，但是我们如果看第十七章哦。
So if we look at chapter 17,
我们看十七章的第二十节。
Verse 20.
二十节这里讲说，大卫清早起来，将羊交托一个看守的人。就照着父亲所吩咐带的食物去了。在这里我们看到大卫在离开之前是把自己的责任交代好了。
So before David left, he entrusted his responsibility to others.
他没有因为这只是一个小事。
He didn't say because this is a small matter.
只是几只羊而已。
Just a few sheep.
我有更重要的事情要做。
I have more important things to do.
爸爸有交代给我一个重要的使命。
My father gave me a very important thing to do.
我是要到军营。
I'm going to the camp.
我是要看我哥哥。
To see my brothers.
所以啊，他被交代一个很重要的使命啊。
So he was entrusted a very important thing.
却没有因为这样而忽略掉自己本身当尽的本分。
But because of this, he still did not neglect his own responsibility.
你可以想象一个年轻的孩子。
You can imagine a small young child.
一听到说啊，爸爸给你放假，你可以带着吃的跑去看军队，跑去看打仗啊。
Your dad's giving you a day off that you can bring food to the battle.
小孩子一定会非常兴奋。
The child would be very excited.
哇，好高兴啊！赶快啊，吃的、喝的、拿的，就去远足了，不是吗
？And he would take whatever he needs to take and go.
但是大卫却不是这样。
But David was not like this.
虽然只是少少的几只羊
，although there were just a few sheep.
但是在小事上，他忠心了。
But in little things, he was faithful.
所以神就愿意把大事也交托给他。
That's why God will give him a greater things to do.
所以在这里，大卫给你我留下了一个很好的榜样啊。
So David gave you and I a good example.
就是我们今天作为一个牧人，要先学会承担责任。
So as a shepherd today, we have to take on our we have to be responsible.
而且要在小事上忠心呢。
Especially being faithful in small matters.
我们看路加福音的十六章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 16.
路加福音的第十六章。
Luke chapter 16.
第十节。
Verse 10.
路加福音的十六章十节。
Luke chapter 16, verse 10.
这里说，人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心，在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。第十一节。
Verse 11.
倘若你们在这不义的钱财上不忠心，谁还把那真实的钱财托付你们呢？第十二节。
Verse 12.
倘若你们在别人的东西上不忠心，谁还把你们自己的东西给你们呢？在这里啊，圣经特别提醒我们。
Here, Bible especially instructed us.
主耶稣告诉我们说，要在小事上忠心。
Jesus Christ told us that we need to be faithful in the least things.
我们的生命的关键，信仰的关键，常常不是轰轰烈烈的大事啊。
And the key to our faith, the key to our life may not be something very glorious,
而是常常在小事上却显出你真实的信心。
It's often in the least of things that shows your faith.
你怎么知道你信仰好不好？
How do you know if you have good faith or not?
你怎么知道你圣灵充不充满？
How do you know if you're filled with the Holy Spirit?
其实不是你真正做了多少圣工，带了多少的慕道朋友。
It is really not how many people you brought to church or how much holy work you
have done. 也不见得是你捐了多少的钱。
Or it is not how much money you offer to church.
常常就是在小小的挣扎当中，你选择为主耶稣多做一点，就是在那里而已啊。
It is often in the least of your the struggles that shows your faith.
啊，当你看到教会有一些脏乱或有一些纸屑。
And when you see some trash on the floor of the church,
有的人就走过去了，完全没有一点感觉。
And many people would just walk right past it, have no feeling.
这样子的信仰是冷漠的。
And this kind of faith is cold.
有的人经过了，看见了。
Some people, they would walk past it and see it.
但是心中只是觉得批，觉得说今天是谁负责打扫？真是不努力、不用心、不尽责任，真是太糟糕了。
But in their heart, they say, "Whose turn is it to clean the church? They're terrible."
这种人，他的心中是指责别人的。
And in their heart, they would only rebuke others.
那但是有的人却不一样啊。
But some other people are different.
虽然今天不是他打扫，不是他的责任。
Although it is not their responsibility to clean the church today.
但是教会是他的家。
But the church is their home.
所以当他看见。
So when they see it,
当他走过了，
when they walk past it,
他的良心却走不过去，
their conscience cannot continue to walk.
一直有个声音告诉他说，
there's a voice telling him,
说这是神的家，你就要这样子走开吗？
This is the house of God. Can you walk right past it?
哦，所以他就一定要回头，
they would return,
而且一定要把这个问题处理一下，整理一下，解决一下。
They have to solve this problem and clean the mess.
要不然那一步踏不过去啊。
They cannot walk another step.
就是这么小的事情。
It is this little thing.
可能是一张纸屑在地上。
Maybe just one piece of trash.
却能够让神知道你对他是有何等的用心。
And it shows how much faith or how much heart you have toward the Lord.
因为在小事上忠心，神就要把大事托付给你啊。
Because if you're faithful in the least of things, God will give you the greater things.
哦，所以在这里，大卫的哥哥很不客气哦。
And the brother of David was very rude.
跟他讲说，你的羊呢？
He said, "Where are your sheep?"
如果大卫没有交托这些羊，
and if the David did not entrust these sheep to others,
如果大卫没有看重这一点小事，
and if David did not look emphasize this matter,
那这个时候的大卫只能丢脸的羞羞愧愧的离开。哎呀，不知道哎，我回去看看我的羊，不知道有没有被吃掉哦。
Then David would have walked away in shame.
啊，但是因为大卫很确定他已经交托了他的羊。
But David was sure that he has entrusted the sheep to the keeper.
所以当他的哥哥质问他的时候，
So when his brother asked him,
你的羊在哪里？
Where are your sheep?
他可以告诉他哥哥，
He told his brother,
他说我来到这里岂是没有原因的吗？
Do I come here for no cause?
哦，所以这是第二个给你我学习思考的，如何做一个好牧人。
This is something that we can think about, to see if we're a good shepherd.
在我们接受托付的事上要谨慎小心。
So when we're entrusted something, we need to do it carefully.
不要看轻小小的工作。
Do not look down on small matters.
因为这小小的工作就是神在看着你要怎么处理。
Because in this small matter, God is seeing how you deal with it.
你有用心。
Do you put your heart into it?
神就要交托给你更大的事情。
If you do, then God will give you greater things.
第三，我们看回来撒母耳记上的十七章。
Third thing, First Samuel chapter 17.
第十七章。
Chapter 17.
十七章的第三十三节。
Verse 33.
扫罗对大卫说：“你不能去与那非利士人战斗，因为你年纪太轻。”他自幼就做战士。三十四节，大卫对扫罗说：“你仆人为父亲放羊，有时来了狮子，有时来了熊，从群中衔一只羊羔去。”三十五节，
Verse 35,
我就追赶他，击打他，将羊羔从他口中 救出来，他起来要害我，我就揪着他的胡子将他打死啊。这个大卫是个非常暴力的一个孩子啊。
King, David is a very, very violent child.
你看啊，读这个内容，你会读到蛮可怕的啊。
It's very scary.
说有熊来了，抢我的羊，我就把它打死。
When a bear come to take my lamb, I killed it.
哦，有狮子来了，抓了我的羊，我就揪它的胡须敲它。
And a lion came to take the lamb, I grabbed it by a beard and killed it.
因为那是我的羊。
Because that's my sheep.
所以不可以把我的羊抓走。
So he cannot take it away.
哦，在这里我们看到大卫做牧羊童的第三个优点。
And we can see the third strength of David being the shepherd.
就是他重视珍惜羊群啊。
And he emphasized and treasured his sheep.
这个羊是谁的？
Who do these sheep belong to?
这羊不是他的。
It is not his sheep.
这是他爸爸的羊。
These sheep belong to his father.
我们不要忘记，他只是家中最小的孩子。
Don't forget he is only the youngest child in the house.
上面还有七个哥哥。
There are seven brothers.
所以啊，分来分去啊，这个羊啊，他看不能分到一条羊腿啊。
So if you divide the sheep, then he probably get a leg.
所以其实讲实话，这个羊跟他其实关系不太大。
So these sheep have nothing really have to do with him.
他只是一个孩子，羊被抢走了，那个是爸爸要去头痛的问题。
So if a sheep is taken, then his father would have to deal with it.
但是大卫却没有用这种态度来面对他的责任。
But David did not use this attitude.
因为他是个牧羊人。
Because he was a shepherd.
因为这是牧羊人的尊严。
And because this is the dignity of a shepherd.
他们是牧羊人。
And he is a shepherd.
他们不是雇工。
They are not workers only.
所以虽然这些羊是他爸爸的，
although these sheep belong to his father,
但是对大卫来讲，他的心中说这个羊是我的责任。
But to David, these sheep are my responsibility.
因为有这种不一样的态度，
because they have different attitude,
所以面对危机的时候就有不一样的反应。
So when he faces crisis, he has different response.
因为有不一样的反应，
because there's different response,
所以到最后在神眼中就是不一样的价值。
And because at the end, in the eyes of God, he has different value.
我们来看约翰。约翰福音的第十章。
Let's look at John chapter 10.
约翰福音的第十章。
John chapter 10.
约翰福音十章的第十一节。
Chapter 10, verse 11.
十一节。
Verse 11.
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。十二节。
Verse 12.
若是雇工，不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的。他看见狼来了，就撇下羊逃走。狼抓住了羊，赶散了羊群。十三节。
Verse 13.
雇工逃走，因他是雇工，并不顾念羊。十四。
Verse 14.
我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。在这里告诉我们牧者跟雇工的差别。
And here tells us the difference between the hireling and also the shepherd.
对一个雇工来说，
and to a hireling,
说养羊只是一个饭碗，只是一个工作而已。
And to tend the sheep, it's only a job.
所以有付钱，我就照顾羊群。
So as long as you pay me, I would take care of your sheep.
有危险，我转身我就先逃跑。
When there's danger, I would be the first one to leave.
因为对雇工来讲，他心中这羊不是他的，他也不在乎这些羊。
Because in the heart of the worker, the sheep does not belong to him, and I don't care about these sheep.
但是对牧者却是完全的不同。
But to a shepherd, it is completely different.
在平常的环境当中，
in a normal environment,
其实牧者跟雇工他们的工作是一样的。
Hourly speaking, the role of a shepherd and hireling are the same.
你看不出有什么不同，大家都在照顾羊群。
You cannot see the difference. They're both tending the sheep.
但是当危险、患难、压力临到了，
but when the danger, affliction comes,
差别就出现了。
Then you can see the distinction.
说雇工不顾念羊群就逃跑，
and the hireling will not care about the sheep. They will run away.
但是牧者却照顾羊群来保护他们。
But the shepherd would take care and also protect the sheep.
所以今天神对你我的期望，
so the expectation of God toward us,
就是你我必须要成为属灵上的 牧羊人。
It is that we have to be the spiritual shepherd for God.
就是在遇到困难的时候不要逃跑。
It is when we encounter danger, we do not flee.
遇到难处理的问题不要逃避。
And if we encounter difficult problem, we do not try to avoid it.
你是宗教教育的老师。
You are an RE teacher.
而这个老师是用生命在教导这些儿童。
And you teach your children with your life.
不是只有在课堂上。
It is not that you teach in a class.
走进教室变成老师，离开教室我就跟你没有任何关系。不是这样子的。
You walk into the classroom, you're the teacher. When we leave the classroom, I have nothing to do with you. This is not right.
既然你是他的老师，
since you're his teacher,
你在教室内，在教室外，都对你的羊群有责任，有负担。
And within the class or outside the class, you are responsible for the children you teach.
要有责任养育他们长大。
You have the responsibility, to teach them to grow up.
有责任要教养教要带领他们走在正道。
And you have the responsibility to teach them to walk on the right path.
更要能够为了羊群付出代价，做一些牺牲。
And you all the more have to sacrifice for the sheep.
哦，所以我们看到有些宗教教育的老师真的很好啊。
And we see some very good RE teachers.
他们不是只有在教室上面来教导儿童，
they don't only teach the children in the classroom,
更能够进到孩子的生命当中，做他们生命当中的陪伴。
And they can go into their life and accompany them in their lives.
甚至有的老师能够进入到孩子的家庭当中，跟父母沟通，给儿女最好的成长环境。
And even some teachers, they would go into students family and become a leader with their parents.
在自己休息的时候，在自己放假的时候，能够拿出时间去访问孩子的父母。
And in their off time or vacation time, they would go to the family and visit the children.
这个叫做牺牲啊。
This is a sacrifice.
要做牧者是需要有牺牲的精神。
So in order to be a shepherd, you need to have the heart of sacrifice.
要做牧者是要有为羊群勇敢的精神啊。
And to be a good shepherd, you need to have a brave heart towards children.
大卫只是一个孩童。
David is only a youth.
所以他看到狮子，看到熊，难道完全不害怕吗？
Do you think he was afraid when he sees a lion and a bear?
不知道啦，但是如果我看到应该是会害怕的哦。
I don't know about him, but I would be afraid.
啊，但是啊，在这里讲说，大卫说，他如果抓我的羊，
But here recorded that if the animal catches my sheep,
我就去追他，然后把我的羊追回来。
I will chase him down and take the sheep back.
你看哦，这里大卫讲的是我要把我的羊抓回来哦，这是我的羊，还给我。
And here you can see that David said, "These are my sheep. I will catch it back."
啊，但是如果这个狮子或熊要来伤害我，
But if the lion and the sheep wants to harm me,
我就把它打死。
Then I will kill it.
哦，所以啊，大卫一开始他不是说啊，看到狮子熊先把它打死啊。
And David did not see the lion and the sheep and immediately killed it.
他的目标是把羊救回来。
And his role was to rescue the sheep.
所以他对狮子跟熊不是完全没有任何的恐惧的。
So it is not that he had absolutely no fear toward the lion or the bear.
但是这是他的羊。
But these are his sheep.
所以他愿意付出代价。
So he is willing to pay a price.
他要把他的羊救回来。
He wants to rescue the sheep.
但是如果这个狮子跟熊要害他，
But if the bear and lion wants to harm him,
他就靠着神加添的力量能够把这个狮子跟熊打死。
Then through the power of the Lord, he was struck and killed the animal.
37节这里告诉我们啊，
Verse 37 tells us,
大卫说，神救我脱离狮子跟熊的爪，也必救我脱离这非利士人的手啊。
Verse 37 reads, Moreover, David said, The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear,He will deliver me from the hands of Philistines.
这个叫做牧羊童的大无畏精神。
And this is the bravery of the young shepherd.
我的羊。
These are my sheep.
我要保护他。
I must protect it.
我的羊。
These are my sheep.
我要拯救他。
I have to rescue them.
我的羊。
My sheep.
我要为这些羊来勇敢啊。
I will be brave for these sheep.
所以神使他从一个小小的牧羊童成为以色列全境的牧者。
So from a young shepherd, he became the great man of Israel.
从一个卑微的小孩成为合神心意的辉煌君王。
From a lowly child, he became a glorious king for the Lord. Lord.
因为他带着一个不一样的心智。
Because he had a different spirit.
他是一个不一样的牧者。
He is a different shepherd.
所以愿你我都能够以他做我们今天学习的榜样。
May you and I become a shepherd like him.
我们都是神家中的牧者。
We are all the shepherd in the house of the Lord.
我们从来不是圣工上的雇工。
And we are never a hiring in our work.
让我们能够为主耶稣勇敢。
May we be courageous for the Lord.
在小事上忠心。
In small things, we are faithful.
愿意为神承担责任。
We're willing to take on the responsibility for the Lord.
最后在侍奉上活出价值。
And at the end, in our life, we can have a value in our service.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
240首。
240. Please be seated.
我们现在来做聚会结束的祷告。
Now we will offer our final prayer.
我们感谢主带领我们今天安息日上下午的聚会。
And we thank God for guiding us through this morning and at this afternoon Sabbath services.
更求主耶稣能够加添我们每个人力量。
May God give us the strength.
在每一个星期的生活考验当中，都能够好好的走出信仰的路来。
In our daily life, may we walk in the path of faith.
更能够照顾好神所托付给我们的几只小羊。
And moreover, we can take good care of a few sheep that God has entrusted to us.
不管是我们的孩子，
if it's just our children,
我们的家人，
our family members,
我们所托付的圣被托付的圣工，
and a holy word that is entrusted to us,
我们所照顾的慕道朋友，
or the true seeker that we are taking care of,
或者是宗教教育我们所教导的儿童，
or the children that we're teaching in our classes,
不管是什么样的工作，
no matter what work,
不管是大事还是小事，
no matter it's great or small,
在神的眼中都是他所托付给你的重要事。
In the eyes of God, these are very important work that God has entrusted you.
让我们每个人都能够好好把握机会。
And may all of us grab onto this opportunity.
能够重视我们被托付的使命。
To emphasize on the things that are entrusted to us.
更能够为主耶稣勇敢。
And to be courageous for the Lord.
来把所托付的工作做到最好。
We can do our best in the work that's entrusted to us.
使我们的工作能够蒙神的喜悦。
Then our work will be pleasing to the Lord.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let us kneel down to pray in one accord.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.